We want to bring you more on the explosion that shook a Marriott hotel today in Jakarta, Indonesia. Authorities say it was a bomb and that at least 13 people are dead. Scores more were injured. Authorities have warned that more attacks were likely in Indonesia ever since last year's terrorist bombings in Bali, which killed 202 people. Reporter Patricia Noonan joins us now from Jakarta. Patricia, what have you seen today?
Well, the Marriott has basically been gutted by the blast. The Marriott was actually considered one of the safer hotels in Jakarta because its entrance doesn't face a street. It actually, you've got to drive around and go around the back, and there's a semi-circular driveway in front of it. But the whole left-hand side of the building by that driveway has just been completely gutted, and windows, I counted windows as high as 20 stories, were broken by the force of the blast. And also parts of the office building next door to the Marriott were also damaged.
And we need to be careful here, I guess, because this did just happen. But what evidence are authorities offering to support their contention that this is an act of terrorism?
Well, it appears that there was a taxi parked in front that was the source of the explosion. I spoke with one of the hotel managers, and he said all the witnesses who were downstairs thought it was a taxi that was blowing up, that it, you know, it was a taxi in the rank by that semicircular driveway. So it does appear likely that it was a bomb. I mean, early on, I was skeptical because it's a hotel. You know, it could be a gas tank or something related to the kitchen. But it appears to have come from one of the taxis parked in front.
Does the location of this attack offer any clue as to who might be behind it?
Well, the Marriott Hotel, of course, is a Western hotel. It is in central Jakarta. It's not in the busiest part of the business district. It is actually also considered one of the safest hotels so that when the Australian Prime Minister comes to Indonesia, that's where he always stays, partly because the entrance is away from the road and it was just considered easy to guard. So I guess they're going to be reassessing the situation. But it's hard to say whether it was an attack against Westerners or American interests just yet, or if it was simply, you know, where someone could have parked a car bomb at the time.
There were Westerners in the hotel.
There were Westerners in the hotel. I spoke to the manager, and he said that they had an 80% occupancy rate. None of the victims, none of the dead in the blast were hotel guests, although some of the guests have been injured by flying glass. So 80% occupancy, he said, was about 300 people at that hotel, and they'd be predominantly Westerners.
And Patricia, how are people on the street responding to this attack? As we mentioned, it's not the first one to hit Indonesia.
It's not the first one. There were hundreds of people gathered around to see the blast. Unfortunately, bombs happen in Indonesia with some frequency. We had a series of bombs at churches, where it was the Bali bombing last year. There's also a lot of petty bombs to do with sort of, you know, the mafia organized crime here. So the fact that a bomb went off at a hotel was not as shocking as it might have been in other countries. But still, it's unfortunate. I mean, there were a lot of people gathered, and it looks like the victims were the ordinary Indonesians, the taxi drivers who were out in the front. So that's obviously going to create a certain amount of stir here in Jakarta.
Patricia Noonan is a freelance reporter in Jakarta, Indonesia. Patricia, thanks.
Thank you.